Box office, Frozen 2 number 1 again with $34.7 million, Playmobil flops. By Breitbart News on December 9, 2019. New York, AP, Frozen 2 blanketed multiplexes for the third straight weekend. Continuing its reign at number 1 with $34.7 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates Sunday. The Walt Disney Company animated sequel has already grossed $919.7 million worldwide. It will soon become the sixth Disney release this year to cross $1 billion, a record sure to grow to 7-1 Star Wars. The Rise of Skywalker hits theaters later this month. Early next week, Disney will cross $10 billion at the global box office this year. But the weekend overall at the box office was yet another disappointing one for the movie industry. A handful of underperforming releases and a relatively thin wide release schedule have only grown the roughly 7% slide in domestic ticket sales from last year. This weekend produced an outright flop in Playmobil, the movie, the week's only new wide release. The STX film's release was never expected to do well, but it bombed so thoroughly that it will rank among the worst performing wide releases ever. It grossed $670,000 in 2,337 venues, giving it a per-theater average of just $286. A handful of companies combined to produce the $75 million French film, including Wild Bunch and Pathé. The top five films were almost unchanged from last weekend. Rian Johnson's acclaimed, star-studded whodunit Knives Out remained in second place with $14.2 million, declining a modest 47% in its second week of release. With $63.5 million cumulatively and $124.1 million worldwide, the Lionsgate release has been one of the season's bright spots. So has James Mangold's Ford v Ferrari, which stayed in third place with $6.5 million over its fourth weekend. The racing drama, starring Matt Damon and Christian Bale, has sped to a global take of $168 million for Disney, which acquired the film's original studio, 20th Century Fox, earlier this year. Melina Matsuka's Outlaw Romance Queen and Slim moved up to fourth in its second week with $6.5 million, swapping places with Marielle Heller's Mr. Rogers' drama Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, $5.2 million in its third weekend. Todd Haynes' true story legal drama Dark Waters, starring Mark Ruffalo as a defense attorney who takes on the DuPont Chemical Company, expanded nationwide to 2011 theaters. The Focus Features release made $4.1 million. Celine Sciamma's acclaimed period romance Portrait of a Lady on Fire opened at two locations with a very strong $33,552 per theater average. Neon will release the French film wider in February. After a three-week theatrical run, Noah Baumbach's Marriage Story, one of the year's most critically acclaimed films, began streaming Friday. On Friday, Nielsen said Martin Scorsese's The Irishman last weekend drew an average audience of 13.6 million viewers from November 27 to December 1. Netflix has said Nielsen numbers, which only estimate U.S. viewership, reflect an incomplete picture. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Where available, the latest international numbers for Friday through Sunday are also included.